Kumlan Abba Gemara. Yesterday, Daf Mem Aleph was the Gemara for the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Today, Daf Mem Beis is for the second day of Rosh Hashanah. We're now Moshe Rosh Hashanah Tovshin Pei. Aleph. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel, Rav Nachman says the name of Shmuel, Hayyam Halach, you were walking, Bein Yedei Tchum Shabbos, and you don't know where the Tchum Shabbos ends. Mahalach, he says it, Mahalach Alpayim Psias, what you do is you walk 2,000 steps, Bainis, average steps, Vizuit Tchum Shabbos, an average step is an Amr. And therefore, if you walk 2,000 steps, you probably walk 2,000 now. A lot of calculate, you learn before Mitzvah Shabbos, a lot of calculate for a mitzvah. It's not so easy to count 2,000 steps. That's number one din, he said. But Omer Nachman Shmuel, Nachman's the name of Shmuel, another din. Shavaz Bika. What happens? You rested on Friday in a Bika. And a Bika is an open area, and it's like fields, like a savannah. And so that's where you rested, that's where you were currently resident, and now you're entitled to walk 2,000 amas, right, in all directions. And then overnight, the goyim went around and they put walls around it on Shabbos. And the question is, do we consider this now like a city that's enclosed, and therefore you can walk in the entire area and don't start counting your 2,000 amas until you exit this confined area or not? And the question is, these walls were not existing or upstanding last night, Friday night, when you made your tchum. So how do we view that? So Mahalach Alpayim Amah. So he says here, this opinion says, you can walk 2,000 amas. In other words, we don't say it could be that this enclosure now has 20,000 amas of distance. We're not going to allow you to walk 20,000 amas. You only allow 2,000 amas, even though it's a walled area, but it wasn't walled last night when you were kind of shvisa. On the other hand, it's a shvisa yachid, because you have walls around it. So therefore he says as follows. Is Mahalach Alpayim Amah, you can only walk 2,000 amas, right? And this that we said before, that you're allowed to walk in the whole area, that's only if the walls are already upstanding when you were kind of shvisa, but here it didn't happen. Yeah. in the case of Ram Gamliel over there, Rashi holds that he goes in according to Ram Gamliel. Over there, you weren't kind of shvisa at all. You were at home and then the goyim pulled you out. There we were especially lenient, it's not your fault. So there we were lenient. But generally speaking, the walls have to be upstanding when you're kind of shvisa. But a lot of carry in the rest of the place, because there's four walls around them, belong to one person. How do you carry in the rest of the place? You can throw things. You can throw, your 2,000 amah mark, you can't walk any further, but you can pick up a ball and throw it as far as you want, because it's just a yachid. That's the opinion of Ramah. Kodol Aguna says no. He says, Mahalach Alpayim Amah, I agree with you, you're allowed to walk 2,000 amah, and that's it. Obe metautul dalad amas. I don't allow you to carry more than four amas, and that's it. Why is that? Because I'm scared. If we allow you to carry more than four amas, you're going to end up carrying outside of the tchum. And if we allow you to throw outside of the tchum, you might then follow the ball to try to catch and bring it back. And you're gonna the whole tchum will fall apart. Then the talke b'kula dezrika. So why can't you just carry the whole area? Shema yimoshech achar cheftzei ba'alof. We're scared that you might go after your object and go beyond the 2,000 amas. Okay, I understand why you cannot throw the ball outside of 2,000 amas, because you might end up carrying it fine. But why can't you carry within the 2,000 amas? What are you worried about? So you can make a rule here. The rule is that because you're not allowed to carry beyond the 2,000, it's like a chotzer. Remember, we learned a chotzer that has three sides, and the fourth side completely, the wall is open to an area which you're not allowed to carry, then you're not allowed to even carry in the chotzer. Here also, since the 2,000 amas that you can walk in is open to the rest of that area, and I don't want you to throw because I'm scared you're going to follow the ball, so therefore you cannot carry anywhere in that whole area. It's as if the entire side is open to an area which is closed. Then the Gemara said, B'chi Barav seems to have a third opinion. He holds, Mahalach Alpayim Amah, yes, you're allowed to walk 2,000 Amah again. You don't have more than 2,000 Amah because the walls weren't upstanding last night. But Umetautin Balpayim Amah, you're allowed to carry that full 2,000 Amahs. But I don't want you to throw beyond it. But not throw beyond, because I'm scared you're going to follow it. So the Gemara doesn't make sense. Come on. The Leiker of Nachman, if he follows Rav Nachman, he should be able to throw. And I worry that you might, go after it. But Leiker of Huna, and if he is worried about going after it, that means you're not allowed to carry any further. The rule is that if you have three sides, and the fourth side is wide open to an area you're not allowed to carry, you cannot carry even within the three sides. So how come you're allowed to carry within 2,000 amas? Says Gemara, Emo, you're right. Reworded. Metaltul ba'arba. You're only allowed to carry 4 amas. Yochai hand rabuna, so what's Chibar Av saying different rabuna? Says Gemara, Emo, say, you're right. V'chein omer ab Chibar Av. Same thing. Omer le Rav Nachman le Rav Huna, le Tifel le Shmuel. So Nachman said to Rav Huna, so Rav Huna argues, right? Rav Nachman said that you're allowed to walk 2,000 amas, and you're allowed to throw. Rav Huna says that you're allowed to walk 2,000 amas, but you're not allowed to throw, though, can you carry anyway? So Rav Nachman now said to his student Rav Huna, like Tifla Galei to Shmuel. Don't argue with Shmuel what I said in the name of Shmuel, that you're allowed to carry the entire 2,000, and plus you're allowed to throw beyond. The Tanya Kabbalah, so we actually have a Braisa clearly like him. The Tanya will learn, let's say you were measuring, and it came about, the Kolsum Midosi B'chatsayim. Let's say you place an Eidah, and then you want to walk from your Eidah of 2,000 Amos, and your extension of 2,000 Amos ends right in the middle of the city. Now the din is, if you put your food, the 2,000 amma mark, which happens to be another city, you're allowed to walk in the entire city, no problem. But if you make Kaina Shrisa 5 ammas outside of the city, then we count 2,000 extra ammas from where you Kaina Shrisa, and wherever it ends, it ends. If it ends right in the middle of the city, too bad, you can't walk any further. In our Mishnah, where Angamulu said that you're allowed to, because over there we made a special leniency because you were forced. You didn't go voluntarily, you were forced, so we wanted to make it easier. So, if you measured beyond your kind of shvisa, above the coast of Midasa Chatsi, and right in the city, mutter letaltu b'chol ha'ir kula, allowed to carry an entire city, let's say it has a wall, has an area within the city, u'mavad shalo yavaz at chum baraga, but you're not allowed to walk past the 2,000 amma. Now, if you cannot walk past the 2,000 mark, which ends right in the middle of the city, how do you carry the rest of the city? There's only one way, by throwing it. Isn't that exactly what you mean? The main metalka lav ayyidah zikah, I'm throwing it. Omer Rav Huna, when he says, no, loy ayyidah meshicha. We're talking about not throwing it away from you, we're talking about dragging it and bringing it towards you. And we're talking about something that's hefker. So as long as it wasn't by you, you had no connection to it. And once you bring it inside to you and you own it, you made a meshicha, you brought it to yourself, it's within your tchum. That's what we're talking about here. Yeah, Omar Rav Huna said, so L'chayda, there's no raya from here whatsoever. We're not talking about throwing it beyond like a Shmuel. We're talking about bringing it in towards yourself. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Huna, how you made the divah, you're measuring of the coast in the middle of the courtyard, in the Chatzah Chatzah. And the 2,000 amas end right in the middle of the courtyard, they're too bad. That's the furthest you can go. Pshita. Aim will say, yes, not that he doesn't have the other half, he's allowed to walk the first half. But also, no, Ma would have thought, Lechus Dima Osir Tula Bekula, he might end up carrying all of it. Kamash Malan, that we're not worried. That we're not worried at all. Now the big Machleg Yeshayim understand exactly what's going on over here, because we just said, Rav Huna is not allowed to carry anyway. So what do you mean you're allowed to carry it all? So they want to say, according to Rashi, that but Rav Huna says you're not allowed to carry, it's in the direction towards the point beyond the 2,000 amas. So anywhere in that chatzah, anywhere in that within that 2,000 amas, walking in a direction which will take you outside 2,000 amas will worry. But if you're carrying in the other direction, you're allowed to carry. And that's what we're saying, yeah, you're allowed to carry in the other direction, the chatzah, not facing the area you're not allowed to walk to, but the area that you could walk to. Amr Nachman Nachman says, Moideli Huna is Moide, you're Moide above the cause of the Svas Tikva. Huna himself was Moide, that let's say your 2,000 amas ended, and right there is the end of a roof, the eaves of a roof. So it's very clear, and there's, and where the markings are, Mutta Letalkul Becholabais, and you're allowed to carry an entire house, even though you're not allowed to walk past this point, because your 2,000 amas end right there. You're allowed to carry it to that point in either direction. Why? Because there's a reminder right there that it's till I can walk, till I can carry. My time a whole particular sabai is chavetet. When it's sticking out, it's a reminder. Omer Rav Huna Breda Nassen. Rav Huna says the name Rav Nassen, Rav Emerson, Ketanoi. It's a machlekes tanoim. It's a machlekes tanoim. If we are worried that you might carry, if you throw beyond 2,000, are we worried that you might then follow it and try to retrieve it? Where do we see that? You see, Halicha Lirachedes, it says, Amish, they brought him to another city, even Osnu, B'dirbasa, and they put him there in these, these corrals, whatever it is, in these places where, segregated for animals. and has four walls, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lazar Zagani Mahalas Kuli could walk the entire area. And Rabbi Shura, Rabbi Kiva, you can only walk a distance of four amas and that's it. What's going on here? My love, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Zagani Mahalas Kuli, the Legazi pastures they hold, we're not going to the Hiluk, Dir Vesar, or the Hiluk Dika. They say, what happened? They brought him to an open field. And he's only, everyone agrees he only has four amas. And now you put him in a closed area. So Rabbi Gamliel says, we're not worried if we allow him to carry in an entire enclosure. Next time they bring him to a field, we'll carry an entire field. We're not making a gzeda. And therefore, once they hold, you don't make gzedas. But the hiluch up the hiluch legazi, they weren't worried that if we allow him to walk the entire area in the enclosed area, next time he'll walk an entire area which is not enclosed. So tukulot hiluch legazi, as well they hold, that if we allow you to walk, and we allow you to carry within that area, it doesn't mean that you're going to, and we allow you to throw things, doesn't mean that you're going to follow that. You're not going to walk, we're not going to make Zeris. And on the other hand, Shura Bakiva, they say, only for Amos. No, why not? Because the Gazi, they are worried, Hiluch Dir Visar, or to Hiluch the Bika. They're worried if we allow you to walk in this enclosed area, next time you walk in an open area. Umidi Hiluch, or to Hiluch Gazu, and if they made a Gzeira, Hiluch, for Hiluch, Tilku, or to Hiluch Nami Gazu. They also worry, but Tilku, or to Hiluch. They said, well, if they make Zeris, we're also worried if we allow you to throw it, you might follow it. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Nemai. Who told you that's the basis of their argument? Dilma, Kila, Gazir, Zaya, Hiluch, Sabedir, or Dilabika. No, you know why they went Gazir, one enclosed area for non enclosed area? Two different areas, they're so different from each other. Why would you even make that link? Han, Yimili, Hassam, the Shneim, Akhaim, and two different areas, very different. Abo, Tiltu, or to Hiluch. But, Tilt, carrying, or to Hiluch. In other words, to say that we can allow you to walk and throw it, and then maybe you might follow it, maybe Mokechuru, but since they're both in the same place, you're only allowed to walk to this point, and then you're allowed to throw beyond that, and maybe we should be scared to walk beyond this point. It's a reasonable chash. Maybe they're also maybe not allowed to. That's what Avuna says. So maybe they agree with me, number one. That's something I'm little. And furthermore, even Rabbi Shur Rabbi Kiva, who say that you cannot walk beyond four amas. Nami Magus, who does you do much, the Kosavri, maybe the reason why they hold you not allowed to walk more than four amas, not because they worry about Zaydis. Ki Amrinan, Kola Bayis, Kulikaba Amas. You know when they say that an entire area is four amas only? Before Shabbos, you were in that area, or you put food there, so therefore the food was kind of your residence, so the entire city now becomes yours. Here you weren't there, the goyim slept you there on Shabbos, so therefore they hold. How can you say that the entire city is your four amas? You weren't there Friday, lie. And we're not going to make a special, you know, special exemption for somebody who Nebuch was captured and brought there. Omar Rav says, Rav. So Rav came along and made the following comment. Hilchasa Kerab and Gamliel Bedir Visad, Allah Gamliel, when it comes to these enclosed areas, of what? That you can go and schlep you there, that you can walk the entire area. Usfina, and also when it comes to the case of a ship, you're allowed to walk the entire area of the ship, even though it's outside the town. Shmuel Amba Shmuel says, Hilchasa Kerab and Gamliel Bisfina. When it comes to a ship, we agree to having Gamliel Abad. But even though you're outside the tchum, you're allowed to carry the entire, you're allowed to walk the entire length and breadth of the ship. When it comes to these enclosures, I hold like Rabbi Akiva that you cannot walk more than four amas because you won't kind of like. And then one wants to know, so why should a ship be different? Why should we pass through like Rabbi Akiva when it comes to a divisar? When it comes to a ship, you have walls, even though you went outside the tchum on Shabbos, we allow you to walk the entire length of the ship. Why? The Kulayamil, like Rabbi Akiva, spend my time, I get two reasons. Amar Abba says, Hoyil Vishavas Ba'av Vichirajen. Because already before Shabbos, you were inside the ship, you already had your walls, and since you were there and before Shabbos, you were kind of, so the ship becomes your home. The entire ship is your home, like four amas. Zayda says, Hoyil v'sfina noitlosim mitchilas arba omechase b'soif arba. Rashi has seen from Shatim, but Rashi brings a shot from his uncle, Rav Shimon, that says that every time you lift one foot, the ship is moving. Before you put your foot down, you already moved more than four amas. The ship moved over amas. And you're now entering the next four amas. So therefore, it's no different than a goy, you know, whether you like it or not, as soon as you walk, you're always forcibly being outside of your four amas. Like the case of a goy. And the case of a goy, in this case, will always give you four amas, but your whole ship is really like four amas. Because every time you take a step, you're already in the next four amas. So therefore, we allow you to walk the entire ship. says the Gemara, my Ben, I was chilek with these two reasons. What happens? There's no walls to the ship. If the whole Vartz is because you're ready before Shabbos, you're ready with Kain Shvisa and you had walls, but there are no walls, so therefore you should only walk for Amos. But if the Vartz is because your four Amos are constantly keep on moving, and if an entire ship is like 1 4 Amos, then it applies then as well. Or in Ami, because it's Mesvin, you jump from one ship to the next ship. If again the Vartz for Amos, you have it. But if the Vartz is you're Kain the Shvisa in these walls, but when the next ship, you will not. As you want to my time alone, but why doesn't this, I mean, Rabbah's water make a lot of sense, of walls around the ship. Amalachi says these walls are different. You know why these walls are different? Because Mechitzas, these walls, Lahavriach Maimasur, these walls are not there to be to confined, to be a wall to the inside of the ship. It's to keep the water out, at bay, keep the water out. That's not what walls are for. So therefore, I don't treat them like walls. But Rabbah, my time alone, Rabzeda. Why does Rav say the ship is constantly moving, and therefore your four amas keep on moving? The entire ship becomes like just 1 4 amas. But every time you pick up your foot, the ship moves. You're ready on the next. So you say, you know why? Because you misunderstood. He says the mahaleches. If the ship is moving, I believe kuli amalei pligi. If the ship is moving, I hold that everyone agrees that you're allowed to carry an entire ship because it's only four amas. You're allowed to. Keep pligi. The whole machlekes Rabbi Akiva Ramul is only bisha amda. The ship is standing in one place. So there's no four amas moving. If you're coming in one place, what's a machlekes? Machlekes is, the Gamliel says, if you were there, you had the walls already beforehand. And the Akiva, maybe doesn't treat them like walls. We'll soon see why not. Yeah. They're not arguing, the ship is moving. Everyone agrees, you're allowed to carry it. You're allowed to walk in the entire ship, and the ship is moving. Why? Because like 1 4 amas. Then my, Melikton, it says, my is the ship on the plan. There seems to be fleegers, we don't know, went out in the sea. I'm going to say, oh, it's cooler to travel. If you're sure, Bekiva, Lezozim, Abba, Shiro, Tzala, Hachmed, Alas. When the wording in our mission is, Bekiva decided they want to be Machmed, which means, I mean, didn't they also agree you could have walked the entire length and breadth of the ship? They wanted to be Machmed. Now, Iyam, if you're like, it's likely you tell me that they're walking, that the ship's moving. Everyone agrees you're allowed to walk the entire ship. So, I mean, I didn't, there's no problem walking the entire ship. So they want to be Machmed when they're standing still. Haini, Tony, Rotsu. Why? Dilma, Omda. Now, even while the ship was moving, they were Machmed. Because maybe the ship will stop. And because maybe the ship will stop, and without realizing it, so they decide, you know what, we're going to be Machmed. It's not Meladin, we're only going to be Machmed. Because they hold them standing in one place, and now I walk more than five armies, four armies, so therefore they decided that they're going to be Machmed. And they don't recognize the walls of the ship, maybe like the reason he said before, the walls are to hold the water back. So Eliyamri, Hangton Rot Dilma, Eliyamri, Peligi, they're arguing even walking. I mean, they hold halach, you're not allowed to walk the entire ship. What do you mean, want to be Machmed? I mean, Hadin, you're not allowed to walk the entire ship. Hayrot Lachmed, it's Uzu, it's an Issa. It's a Raya, that they're only arguing in a case where it's standing still. So if a ship is moving, the entire ship is 4 hours, you're allowed to walk the entire cruise. And if the ship is standing in one place, I mean, they'll hold that it's all right because they have walls. And so the entire ship is considered 4 hours, and the people is not. The Mishnah compares a ship to the other two cases of an enclosed area for animals. Madi Vasadi Kvi is fixed. Asfina Amri Kvi is staying in one place. And that's the argument, the ship is, that the ship is when it's fixed. So the Gemara, so the whole argument is only when the ship is standing in one place. If the ship is moving, everyone holds halachically, you're allowed to walk the entire ship. There's only 4 amas. So when they're standing in one place, that's when they're arguing. And that's what they're arguing. It says the Gemara, Omer Rav Achmed Rav Rashi, Hilchosa Rav Gamliel B'Svina. Rav Achmed Rav Rabbin says, Rav Rashi, you should know that the halacha is like Gamliel when it comes to a ship. It says the Gemara, Hilchosa Miklal Depligi. Are you telling me that they're arguing? It says clearly in the Mishnah they only wanted to be Machmed. It sounds like there's no real argument in halacha, just a chumra. So how does Rav Shmuel know that they're arguing by ship as well? Says the Gemara, in yes, because Tanya will learn from the Braisa. And in fact, we'll learn a different shot. That when it comes to standing still, they're arguing. And they were Machmed only when it's moving, like we just said before. When it's moving, they're Machmed because it might stop. And when are they arguing? When it stopped. But because we learn, Hananya ben Acher Yeshua, the nephew of Yeshua, Amos of Colossae on that day, Yoshu v'donu v'dvar halacha, they were singing on the ship and they were talking halacha. Emesh. Yesterday, Yichriach, Yabba, Loch, Gamliel, B'Svina. Yesterday, that my uncle ruled the halacha like Gamliel when it comes to a ship. and the ship is moving. So the ship is moving, you're now locking your mill. Why? Because maybe we're not worried that the ship might stop. That's a chumra that is not really practical. But the Gamil argues also when it stopped. They were past the Gamil when the ship moved. So the halacha rekiva by divisar, you only have four amas. When it comes to a ship, there's a machlek, is a shenim. What's he saying? Is he saying that halacha like Gamil only when the ship is moving? We're not worried that it might stop. But if the ship stopped, then all you have is four amas because the walls are not really walls. Or are we saying that halacha Gamil even when the ship stopped? Halacha like Gamil because you have these four walls and they are good enough. And there's a big machlek is in the shenim, the Rashbam, who allows you to board a cruise even on Shabbos, and so on and so forth. Very interesting. Very interesting. And then we'll stop over here. And we'll continue tomorrow.